This is Saturday AM Live, and this is your host, Vance Rogers. And what we get to do today is a little bit different. We've never really done this. We're just going to, I have no agenda. And then we're just going to open it up, and if you guys have got questions about the business, the products, the new products that Nikan just introduced, whatever you've got, let's bring it up, let's talk about it. If you've got a powerful testimony that's occurred recently, or even years ago that's still fresh on your mind, we're opening it up. There's no wrong subject, no wrong question, none of that at all. So it's open line Saturday morning, okay? Line's open. Again, if you want to be part of the discussion, or if you've got a burning question, or even if it's not burning, all you have to do is hit *6 to unmute yourself.
Well, Vance, this is Kathleen in Louisiana.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Can you hear? I'm on a cell phone, and I am traveling to a launch right now.
Fantastic.
Anyway, what I wanted to tell everybody is I haven't gotten my mattress yet, and I'm anxiously awaiting it because my husband has Parkinson's, and I'm really anxious to try it with him. But about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with Addison's disease, and for those that don't know what that is, I went into total adrenal failure. And the result is I take steroids every day. And, you know, although I am not overweight, I am not heavy, I have put on about 10 to 12 pounds in the last year. So, and it is the result of taking cortisone. Those of you who have ever taken it know that it will put weight on you. And I got my shake the other day. And if you guys haven't tried this shake yet, you need to try it. And those that are trying to lose weight, especially, because I've been using it as my breakfast in the morning, and I mix it with water and some of the jade green lime. And I can tell you, it suppressed my appetite all day. And normally by 10 o'clock in the morning after eating breakfast, I'm on, you know, now. and I have completely left those 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. cravings. So for those of you who have potential business partners that need a weight loss item or something, this I can tell is going to be incredible. And it's good.
Now, Kathleen, let me ask you, how long have you been taking the shake, the new Body Balance shake?
I just got it on Wednesday, so Thursday, Friday, and today.
Okay, so three days, all right? Okay.
I can tell you my calorie consumption is probably decreased by about 300 calories.
Which, you know, 300 calories doesn't seem like much, but here's something I've noticed, because even on the packaging that's on the canister with the Body Balance shake, it says what every other product out there that has any labeling information on it says, that this information is based on a 2,000 calorie per day, you know, intake, which, you know, unless you're really out there working something aggressive, manual labor type thing, but most of us aren't that physically active, and our bodies do not need 2,000 calories a day. That's the reason
yeah.
we might be in this condition. And I spoke with, this week, I spoke with a gal who used to be the librarian at our girls' elementary school, and I don't think I shared this last week. No, I know I didn't, because I spoke to her this week. And she is actually retired from being a librarian because they kind of were making some changes and some cuts. But she is a representative, a distributor with Medifast. And she's actually not so much a distributor. She uses their products and markets them. But her whole focus, she's a life coach with the company called Take Shape for Life. Or maybe that's the name of her company. Anyhow, the gist of our conversation when talking about the Body Balance, and this is why it's so interesting that you would bring this up, Kathleen, is when I shared with her what it has in it and what it doesn't have in it, she was blown away. And her question to me was, how did your company do that?
Well, I have my degree in dietetics. And when I heard at the convention what was in it, and you know, I'm like, okay, I'm there. Because I used to use the Body Balance, but I honestly found that too sweet. I'm not a big sugar person.
Mm-hmm.
I like my carbs, but I'm not huge on eating, you know, sweets and chocolates and things like that. And I honestly found those very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, you know, it's fabulous.
And, you know, it's interesting. You say it was just fabulous, and the other was too sweet. And my father found, you know, this version of it. His words exactly were, this is ungodly sweet, which I don't think it is. And, you know, we had this week, the last two nights, Wednesday and Thursday night, we had an extra guest with us, teenager, whose parents were out of town, and he needed to get to school in the morning. We said, hey, that's no big deal. So he stayed two nights with us, and both mornings he requested the shake. And we mixed it with water one day, and then I mixed it with coconut milk the other day, and he actually had three shakes while he was with us for the 2 days. And I thought, you know, if a teenager, and I can hold my own in the kitchen, and I make slow cook oatmeal, you know, not the instant kind, with some raisins, some cinnamon, and brown sugar, and cooked in the Kenzen cookware. And he didn't go for that, but he wanted the shake. So, you know,
it is good, and what I like is, it does suppress the appetite without you feeling hungry during the day. If I'm on a really bad part of the road, I'm going to mute out so you don't have to.
Okay. Hey, Kathleen, thank you so much for sharing that. Have a great launch event today. We appreciate it. Well, there's one. Who wants to go second?
Linda, Nurse Dad.
Good morning, Linda.
Well, we have a question. We have a California king bed and about four other people that we've contacted about the bed on the West Coast also have that. And do you have any inside information on if they're going to come out with California King?
In the past, what I've noticed, what Nikan has done since I've been with the company, which is, you know, 17 years, so we're, you know, in our 18th year, what I've discovered, if it's not originally introduced in, you know, when the product is in that, you know, first introduction phase, is that what Nikan will do, especially when it comes to the sleep systems, is if there's a demand for it, they'll create it. Now, I know that years ago, one of the marketing strategies, one of the things that we always shared about any of the sleep systems that we had, whether it was the Kinko pad or the IntelliRest pad, is that if you had a bed that was a specific size, you could pay a little extra, and Nikan would have the manufacturer custom make it for you. That question came up, Linda, at the convention, in the President's Club meeting before the convention even started 3 weeks ago, and the response was that this time we're not going to make a California King. However, and it just that's all Doug said was, however. And so my encouragement to you would be is go about it about two ways. One is, if you've got four people that you've already had the discussion with that are holding off on ordering it until, you know, they have one that actually fits the bed because they don't want to order king size and have that, you know, 6 inches shy on either side. I can't remember, California King is longer?
It's longer, 4 inches longer and 4 inches narrower.
Okay, than a king size?
Yep.
Basically the same dimension, it's just turned, and somebody would say, I know immediately, well, if it's the same size, you just turn it, you know, it's longer than it is wider, then you could just turn the mattress topper. Well, on this topper, you can't, because the magnetic pieces, the RAM technology is strategically placed so that it fits, you know, two bodies laying side by side down the middle. There's no magnetic pieces down at the feet, and there's none up at the head, because it's designed to use as a sleep system with in conjunction with the pillow. So my recommendation, Linda, and for anybody else that's out there, is number one, I would contact the distributor services or customer service department and see if you can work your way. It's not that difficult. You may even do it as a three-way with your upline President's Club member, which in Linda's case would be Dennis or Ruth Williams, and contact Daryl Merritt, who is the head of that department. And Linda, tell him exactly what you just shared with the group, and that is, hey, we've got four people already that we've connected with, and we all have California King, you know, beds, and that's what we want. We don't want to, you know, have a shortage, you know, at the feet and then too wide on the sides. I did speak to somebody who remained nameless this week, who was one of the test candidates. And at Nikan as an employee, and their comment to me was, you know, I was able to test it, and we had it on our bed, and we had a king size on top of a queen size bed. And we only had it for 2 days until we could get an actual queen size. And her comment to me was, you know, we didn't fall off the bed. It, you know, It did okay, you know. It's, you know, even though it overhung a little bit, and so that you, we can make adjustments. However, I know as Americans, as anybody actually in the world, our goal is always to, you know, have the bed looking the way it should. So, you know.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
So I'd go that route, Linda. Get Dennis or Ruth on the phone and see if you can just do a three-way with Gerald Merritt and explain the situation and say, hey, what, you know, we don't want to hold out forever, but could we get, you know, and even, I know that in the past, what Meekin would ask for and say, look, you know, it could take us a couple weeks or even a month or so to get this manufactured this size, because the stitching is going to, no, actually, the stitching wouldn't have to be changed. You're going to use the same size cover, but the pattern's going to have to be changed. And if you had, you know, a dozen or so people, you know, who go ahead and place the orders, well, they're going to be custom made for you. So.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, Linda. All right.
Hey, Vance, this is Ed in Round Rock.
Go ahead, Ed in Round Rock.
I've got a product experience, which I think is interesting and amusing, and I've also got a question totally unrelated. My wife's granddaughter, who is 1 year old, every time we turn on the palm mag, we have one of the older palm mags, every time that is turned on, or any time Beva mentions the word magnet, she will literally run to the couch or the nearest chair and lay down so the magnet can be applied to her neck and back, and then she'll flip over and let us run it over her chest and stomach area. And she just lays there and enjoys the heck out of it.
And how young is she?
1 year.
1 year, okay.
pretty neat. It's kind of like I equate that to the veterinarian's response to magnetics, whether they work or not.
Exactly, because both kids and pets alike, not they're in the same category, however, they haven't been indoctrinated on the concept of placebo yet, and they don't
exactly.
Know. They just like it. You know, anytime you have a pet, they will always either go to the bed or go to a pair of shoes that have the insoles in it versus not having it.
I've got a follow-up question for anybody that could just throw out some advice here. I've got, and this happened more than once, and I'm sure it's happened to everybody, but I've got a friend of mine who is very interested and very very much enjoys the products, but as far as the business, he hasn't quite seen that yet. He's a corporate guy. The one question he... or one statement he comes up with, though, and I've heard it before, is that our products, and I already know the answer to this, our products seem expensive for the average person. Is there an effective way to answer that?
You know, Ed, I think I know that the way that Dennis Williams addresses that in his presentation when he does a wellness preview, and I would, from my perspective, is I would answer it this way, in that, you know, you've got a really valid point. Let me share with you what Stacy and I have experienced over the years that we've, you know, owned our home. For the last 12 years, we've lived in a beautiful home, and we paid, you know, a certain amount of money for it, and we discovered through the years that there were things that we wanted to do to upgrade it, to remodel it, to make it more suitable for us. And our first remodel, we spent $150,000, and our second remodel, we spent $50,000. Over the last 17 years, we might have spent a total, and I could even throw in consumable products in this as well, we might have spent $30,000, and that, again, that's all the consumables, and we run an auto ship every month of, you know, $300 for our family, plus our cat's consumption. She takes the Jade Greens on. But my point is that if we want to upgrade our wellness of our physical bodies, we're going to have to take some necessary steps. I talked to a gal the other day who's not even in Meekin, and she said, you know, my focus, my concern for my family is we have to pay for our wellness now. And that's the word she used. She said, because if we don't, we're going to pay for it down the road. And I said, well, you sound like you're a Meekin wellness consultant. She said, no, this is just something I've learned over the years. We actually, during our conversation, she didn't end up signing up that day, and she had planned on it. But she knew. She said, "I grew up in Colombia, and I learned as a child, if you want to live a good, long, satisfying life, you have to take care. There are things that you have to do that are against the norm. You can't go the way that the masses go. You have to swim upstream, so to speak." And, you know, our products may be expensive, but there's, compared to what is always a good question to ask. What do you have to compare this to? I mean, you can go down
where I went with it. At comparisons, the more you learn, the more you know.
That's a big comment. Absolutely. You know, but and once somebody experiences the product, they'll and the people that I've talked to, and I'll let Reed share his experience that he's discovered, both from being in Atlanta and in his own, for him and Yvonne, with their Nature Rest sleep system. And here's a guy who's been in Nikin for 19 years now. They're going into their 20th year. And he said there's no comparison. And, it's one of those things. When you have a valid product experience and you say, okay, what could I expect from that? I still have, Ed, the first pair of insoles that I bought 17 years ago. And they still work fantastic. Well, I still have all the products I bought 17 years ago. They don't look as pretty as they did. However, they still work. So, you know, a $48 pair of insoles versus, you know, a MagSteps versus a $3 pair of Dr. Scholl's, I don't think the Dr. Scholl's are going to make it 17 years. And I don't think that...
Interestingly enough, and I'll get off after this, he did mention towards the end of the call, if this was a publicly traded company, I would invest in a heartbeat. And my thoughts were, so you'll invest in this, but you won't invest in yourself. But
that's always sad. And, you know, you could take the Denny Rogers approach at that point, which... my father is a master prospector when it comes to meeting people that, you know, either in a store or on a plane or whatever, just creating a conversation and asking them, you know, do you keep your options open? Well, what do you mean by that? Well, financially or physically, I notice you're kind of not at 100% there. And if people start to respond, you know, affirmatively, then you'll go that way. And then other people say, no, I've tried everything, nothing works, I'm just going to live with it. Well, you know, he doesn't really say this out loud. Actually, he has a couple times. I've heard him mention it. But at that point, the one word that comes to mind is suffer. If you're not open to change, and some people aren't, they're not willing to do what needs to be done to alter their behavior, their life. Well, we have no other recourse but to say, well, wish you the best, but suffer. You know, if you don't want to change, there are people, and we discussed this a couple weeks ago at our training meeting here in Portland, there are people that don't understand the concept of working for yourself, for being in business for yourself. Their home mindset, their parents' mindset, their grandparents, it's always been that of an employee mentality, that I go to work for somebody else and I put in my 40, 50, 60 hours a week, in exchange I get a paycheck. Well, therein lies the problem, that if they can't break out of that box, break out of that mindset, that rut that they've carved, they're going to be in it for life. And it's tough. It's an uphill battle to educate them and to encourage them to say, hey, man, let me show you what network marketing can do. Let me show you what Nikin has done since 1975 to change and give people liberty and freedom and leverage. And so it's either, whether it's physically or financially, if somebody has got some concerns. But, Ed, I'll tell you, ultimately, the best thing you can do with anybody is continue to take them through the process. The next time you get an exciting, you know, CD, or you hear a testimony, or you see something on the Internet that further validates, send it that direction and say, hey, I was thinking about you the other day, and I came across something I thought, you know, based on our conversation previously, I thought this might... be helpful. And just that one statement, I was thinking about you the other day, or thinking about something you said the other day, that really opens people's eyes and their mind. Well, why? What did I say that was so profound that you were thinking about me? And it's not a line to use to try and schmooze your way back into their life. It's simply the truth. And if we're genuinely concerned for people, and we, you know, think they'd be a great asset to our business, and we know that they, you know, their people equity is worthwhile, it's a great tagline to share with people. You know, I was thinking about something you said the other day. Oh, really? What was that? And start the conversation that way, and you can go a million different directions from there. But great, great point, Ed. Thank you, and thank you for sharing the testimony of your, you said granddaughter, correct?
That is correct.
Correct, okay. Great. Well, we've got a few minutes left. Time for one more if somebody wants to take a stab at it. Doesn't sound like anybody. Again, if you want to unmute your line, all you have to do is hit star 6, and that'll bring you into the discussion format of the call. And question, comment, concern?
Dan, this is June.
Go ahead, June.
In answer, and I think it's important for other people on the call, keep in mind I'm somebody who for 2 years, my mom gently introduced me to Neekin, and I very gently told her I wasn't interested, and so the timing has to be right for someone. And also the three CDs that the company has, one of which is Objections, I feel is a valuable tool, and many times when I'm on the way to an appointment, I'll listen to the Objection one, just to kind of renew. But I also wanted to say that when I'm finding on the opposite end, and I live in a very, very corporate area within commuting zone to Manhattan, and more people, and sometimes it has to be through certain products, but I'm finding right now that the water and the osteodense, even though we're in the middle of a launch, are opening the door, and in the last 3 weeks or so since the convention, I don't know if it's the convention or what, but I have just had so many people come back to me that I've spoken to in the past, but given them that time they needed, and that has been the introduction for new consultants and a tremendous amount of new clients.
And it's one of the things that it's not going to go away. And the gal that I mentioned that works with Metasat the other day, she was the one that shared with me when I, you know, we were talking about right now our culture. And I said, I've always known that, you know, lately we've been at, 65% of our population is overweight or, you know, obese. And so it goes back to our lifestyle. And she said, Vance, let me stop you there. She said, we're actually, the latest numbers, we're right at 70%. And I said, oh, my goodness. So when you've got that factor right there, water is one of those things that we're not consuming enough of it. And it's front and center. I mean, how many billions of dollars are spent on bottled water? And so, you know, June, excellent point that, you know, that we're focusing in on the Nature Rest sleep system and the new body balance shakes. However, what we have with Neekin will never go away, and that is a complete wellness home. And those CDs that you mentioned, those are on the price list. I believe it's titled Conversations That Communicate.
Yes.
Conversations That Communicate, and it's Mac and Pat McTerry, our current Wellness Consultants of the Year, Dave Stoltzfus, and I believe Ed Weems is
yes.
the...
Those are three.
Yeah, so Conversations That Communicate, look for it on the price list. I heard another voice. Thank you, June.
Just a second, one last quick thing on the guy who was asking about the man that didn't want to invest. I heard an interesting fact the other day, and I submitted it to memory, and it was simply that for every dollar you spend today on wellness prevention, will save you $5 in the future.
Interesting. And that's one, save $5 in the future.
Yeah. Okay. And one, you'll save, for every dollar, you save $5 in the future.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly correct when you look at it from the long perspective. So really, are they that expensive? Do they cost that much? Yes, again, from the perspective of, you know, not looking at the big picture, looking down the road. However, when you look at it down the road, I think the proof's in the pudding. So,
Vance, this is Kay Logan. Could I add something?
Absolutely, Kay. I'd be foolish to cut you off.
I am so excited about all kinds of things, but I can address that issue. For the folks on the line who haven't heard of me, I had a major car accident, and a drunk driver hit me doing 60. I lost food and drools and couldn't comb my own hair for a couple of years. And when I found this equipment, I figured out that the gas money alone that I spent running across town to hook up to microcurrent and to do the traction therapy and all of the things that I did, the gas money alone, I could have bought me and two other people entire demo packs. So for the past and the future, it's such an economical product, and the same people that will say this is expensive, probably if their TV blew up and they can't afford it, if they have a TV and it blows up, they'll go buy another one tomorrow. So I just think that that's a non-issue. The issue is, do you value your health? And I am so excited about this new sleep system. Not for myself, because I got results. The sleep system is where my passion is, because that's what gave me the most results when I got results with Neekin's products. And I haven't noticed a major difference. I feel awesome. I'm energetic. I feel good. I don't hurt. I don't have the challenges. The thing that's got me excited with the new sleep system was a result that my sister had. She's always cold. I mean, you have to wrap her in a far infrared coat all winter long, and her feet are still frozen. She laid for 5 minutes, and she said, "I'm warm. I'm just warm all over."
And
so
just,
I think we finally.
Nature-esque?
Yes, on the Nature-esque topper.
Okay.
On the new Nature-esque topper and the pillow, and she loves, we grew up, we're farm girls, and we grew up with feather beds and feather pillows, and she didn't ever really like our pillows, and she loves this new pillow, so I'm just excited, I'm ecstatic to no end about the sleep systems and what I believe I'm going to be able to do this from forward. With just that product alone, if I didn't have anything else, we ought to be able to make a fortune with that and really do some good things for humanity. Thank you for letting me share, Vance.
Hey, again, I would have been foolish to cut you off, even though I'm watching the clock and I need to get out the door for our launch event. But I want to remind folks again, testimonies and stories like what Kay just shared, they're you can't put value on it, you can't measure that. They're a resource that is just, it's beyond any monetary amount. And in December, I'm hoping to do it right about Christmas time, because we will have enough of the Nature-esque sleep systems will have been out there just on that one product alone. And we might sneak a few in of just, you know, the body balance. But I want to open up a call just like this to just simply focus on that, because the few that I've collected myself with Sherry Clark, Jack and Sherry Clark, who have been on the call before, Royal Diamonds in the Atlanta area, absolutely mind-boggling what's taken place in her life. I mean, her journey in Neekin has been phenomenal, but just in the last few weeks, just with the Nature-esque, and actually I think Reed will share that a little bit next week, but what Kay's talking about here is the anticipation of what we have with these products, what we have to go out and share with people. And once we experience it, and if you haven't purchased the Nature-esque sleep system, or you're thinking, man, I've already got a Kinko Air bed, and Dennis and Ruth Williams already had a Kinko Air bed. They took the Kinko pad out of the top, they put the Nature-esque in, out with the old, in with the new, in Dennis's philosophy, and they said they are loving it. They love the bigger bumps versus the small that were in the rubber thing. And want to encourage you to make that investment. You know, totally tax deductible, because it's a business. And, you know, finishing off 2009, as Stacy and I were discussing last night, she said, you know, we haven't spent that much this year, you know, business expense-wise. So this is a totally 100% legit. And when you're doing rollouts on your bed, which is one of the things I'm doing, not that I'm against taking the demo pack around to people's homes, but I'd much rather have them in my home. And I shared that with Sarah White yesterday on the phone, talking about the sleep system. I said, you know, I want to get people into our home. I don't mind making the bed several times, pulling the covers back, pulling the sheets back. Why don't you go ahead and lay down on that? and I'm going to give you, you know, the equivalent of full night's rest. And that's something, at the convention, as Kay mentioned, that her sister, when you lay down on this system, you'll discover almost instantly the benefits for it. So, hey, you guys, thank you. Those of you who shared, thank you for being bold and taking the plunge. I appreciate it greatly. And again, that code 6003, if you're not on your way to an event or if you don't have access to one, spread that around, share it with people. 15% discount on all the products, 25% on the demo packs, and you can see the price list right there. It's right on the upper right-hand corner of the website. Once you log in, it says launch orders here. And then one last reminder, Reed Nelson, Royal Diamond from, oh my goodness, I'm trying to remember if his address is West Lynn or if it's Oregon. Right here in Portland, Oregon, all right. We'll be with us next week, and then we got a whole mess of amazing lineup after that. Sean McGowan, Dave Balzer, Mary Dingman. That's the next few weeks that we got coming up. So have a great weekend, everybody. Again, thanks to our guest listeners. And one last thing I almost forgot. If you've got somebody that thinks listening to this recording or a portion of it would be beneficial to them, www.canbe4u.biz. It's the letters www.canbe4u.biz, B-I-Z, and then /S, canbe4u.biz is the website to catch the recording. And if you're not listed on my address book to get the weekly reminders, send me an email. I'd be glad to throw your name in there. Or if you want to add some people in there that aren't on there that you know would benefit from hearing some of these great stories, pop me an email at vsrogers995@aol.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, rogers995@aol.com. So thanks again, everybody. Have a fantastic weekend. Wish you the best. I look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning, if not before. Bye-bye.
And Blue Ribbon Video has the recordings if you want them.